My name is Matthew Wayne Selznick, and this is Sonitotum, episode 97. Hello, my friends, and welcome to the first episode of the 2024 season of Sonitotum, where we talk about making stuff, mostly writing, finding success as we each define it for ourselves, and staying healthy and sane in the process. As you've already heard, I am your host, Matthew Wayne Selznick. I am an author, podcaster, obviously, and creative services provider working primarily with authors and podcasters. And it's great to be back. I'm recording this on March 19th, 2024, something like, 10:45 in the morning, something like that. And here we are. It's been a few months, right? I did a little interim episode about a month and a half ago, give or take, about my new website and things like that. But this is the first real episode of 2024, the first real episode of the 2024 season. And we're going to spend a little time today, not very much. I won't keep you long. We're going to spend a little time today just talking about what you can expect across the next, about 6 to 7 months or so. And if you are new to the podcast, as I mentioned a few minutes ago, we talk about writing and related things. And the we is me and my guests. I've got 15 great conversations with authors, poets, and writers of all kinds, from all levels of experience. I recorded these in the first couple months of 2024, and we will be, kind of spreading them out every 2 weeks for the duration. The season will probably run through October of 2024. By the way, 2024 is also my 20th year as a podcaster. So near the end of the season, we'll be celebrating that milestone. So this is extra special, I suppose you could say. At least it is for me. 20 years, man. So the show will run every 2 weeks. Every once in a while, I will have interim solo episodes where I'm not talking to an author or writer or poet of some kind. These interim episodes will happen, when I've got something that I feel like talking to you about. The interview episodes themselves, the raw conversation, those recordings are anywhere from an hour and a half to 2 hours in some cases, but I don't want to make you sit through all of that unless you want to. And more on that in a little bit. So for the interview episodes, you can expect them to be around an hour or so, with a little bit of introduction, the conversation itself, and a little bit to close us out each episode. The interim episodes, which again will happen as needed, when I feel like there's something I should be talking to you about, or there's something that I'm up to, or news that might be pertinent to you, beloved listener, I'll do a solo episode in between the bi-weekly interview episodes. All told, I'm guessing there's going to be about 20 episodes, give or take, between now and the end of October 2024. Let's talk a little bit about the conversations that you're going to hear across a good portion of the rest of this year. Sonitotum is a little different from most other writing podcasts that you might be familiar with or that you might listen to. The idea with the conversations I have with writers and authors on Sonatotum is that these are evergreen. These are conversations that you can listen to the day they come out, 2 weeks, 2 months, 2 years, 20 years after they come out, and still find value in what you hear. So my guests are instructed to not worry about promoting whatever their latest work is, to not focus on promotion really at all, but to just talk about the three tent poles of the show: making stuff, finding success as we each define it, and staying healthy and sane in the process. Everybody's been great about that. The insights and wisdom that you get just sort of talking shop with fellow creators, it's been wonderful. And I'm completely confident you're going to find a lot of value in this year's episodes. So who are we talking to? Well, these are in order that the conversations were recorded, and they'll probably be the order in which they're released. So, in the 2024 season of Sonatotum, you can expect to hear conversations with science fiction noir author Brian Chaffin, historical fiction author Maureen Morrissey, science fiction and literary fiction author A.J. Super, dark fantasy horror author Tom Carnell, science fiction and fantasy author Juliet Kemp, media tie-in and cozy horror author Rosemary Jones, near future techno thriller author A.J. Pagan IV, fantasy author Kristen Osani, speculative poet Wendy Van Camp, character-driven military science fiction author Nicholas Snape, space opera and progression fantasy author Abby Goldsmith, horror author Nicole Wolverton, speculative fiction and paranormal fiction author Marlena Winters, an author who crosses multiple genres in their many, many works, Kevin McLaughlin, and young adult urban fantasy author Justine Manzano. Now, I've listed the genres or multiple genres with each of these authors, but I want you to know, if you're not into what these authors write, it shouldn't matter, because you're really going to be into what these authors have to say about their creative writing life and how they define success and how they're pursuing it and how they're staying, again, healthy and sane in that pursuit. That's what's coming up. I hope that you'll stick around for it. I hope that you will take a look at however you're listening to this podcast right now, probably in some sort of podcast app on your phone, maybe on your computer. But if you're listening to this in a podcast app, make sure that you hit that subscribe button. Of course, you know it's free. You don't want to miss any episode. And when you subscribe for free, wherever you get your podcasts, come on, you know this drill. If you're listening to a podcast, it's probably not the first one you've ever listened to, right? So you know the drill. Wherever you get your podcasts, make sure to subscribe to Sonatotum with Matthew Wayne Selznick so that you don't miss an episode. Now, before we talk about other ways to keep up with the show, I want to thank my patron members, my patron multiversalists. The multiversalists is my community of friends and fans, other writers, other creators, folks who just like the podcast, who just want to support the podcast, folks who enjoy or want to support, hopefully it's both, my own creative endeavors. I want to thank my patron members, Zoe Cohen-Lay, J.C. Hutchins, Jim Lewinson, Amelia Bowen, and Ted Lainhart. These are the folks who are paying anywhere from $4.17 a month on up to help support the show. You can become a part of that. All you have to do is go to mattselznick.com, click on the Join the Community button, and that'll take you right to the information and sign up page for the Multiversalists patron community. When you become a Multiversalist as a patron, you get online access to 16 and counting novels, novellas, novelettes, anthologies, collections, and nonfiction that I've written over the years. You're going to get discounts on my services. You're going to get inside information on my works and sort of behind the curtain stuff. You will get uncut and unedited editions of this very podcast. You know, as I mentioned, the podcast will run about an hour or so for these conversations, but the conversations go longer than that. Something's going to get cut for the general public. My member patrons, my patron multiversalists, they get access to the whole conversation, every word between me and my guests. And believe me, there are some cool things, some gems that just by necessity get cut for time for the public version of the show. And of course, when you become a multiversalist patron member, you're helping offset the costs that go into creating this show. I spent over 24 hours just recording the interviews for the upcoming season. It takes a lot of time and effort and work to put together a show like this. So if you love it, if you are finding value in it, and you want to support it, one of the best ways, and certainly the way that gives back to you in many, many different ways, is to become a member patron. Go to mattselznick.com. That's mattselznick.com. Click on Join the Community, and you'll find everything you need to know there. Other ways you can support this show, of course, you're always encouraged to rate and review Sonatotum anywhere you get your podcasts, right? Whether it's Apple Podcasts or iTunes or Spotify or any place that you get your podcasts. If you're listening in some kind of podcasting app, there's a way to rate and review what you're listening to. Just takes a minute. And again, you've been listening to podcasts a while, you know the drill. When you rate and review a podcast, it helps that podcast show up more when people are searching for shows like this. I always encourage your feedback as well. You can simply go to sonitotum.com. That's sonitotum.com. And that'll take you to the main page of the podcast where you will find the most recent episode. You can click through and you'll see a place to comment right there in the show notes. By the way, I do pretty extensive show notes. So it's always worth going over to sonitotum.com or mattselznick.com and checking out the show notes for the latest episode. All the links for my guests and pretty much anything that we talk about that can be referenced with a link, I try to link it. So go over to sonitotum.com, leave a comment there, check out the show notes. And of course, you're always welcome to email me at matt@mattselznick.com. And once again, that's mattselznick.com. All right. You know, I'm probably going to record sort of a canned version of the all the ways you can get a hold of me and please rate and review and all that usual podcasty stuff that you hear at the end of every episode. Probably. So this time around, we're winging it, but you can expect to see that a little more streamlined in the future. I really want to focus this year on making every episode of Sonatotum as kind of just value-packed for you. If you've been a listener for the last 96 episodes, sure, I can get a little rambly. I'm really going to try to respect your time. And to be honest, that is partially to my benefit too, because that means less editing on my end and less work. So, Sonatotum 2024, 15 conversations with authors every 2 weeks. Every now and again, you'll hear from me in a solo episode where I share things that I want to share with you, things I've learned, successes I've had, failures I've had, anything that I might present in a way that has value for you. Those will happen every now and again. It's good to be back. Subscribe. Stay tuned. Let me hear from you. All right. My name is Matthew Wayne Selznick. Take care.